Okay, let's get some more post-match reaction now from East Kilbride 5, Selkirk 4, a regular expert on Scores of Doors, David Craig. We heard from him at Netherdale a couple of weeks ago. Getting his thoughts now. You were filming the game, David. How do you see that on 5-4?
Well, we've had a constant joke in Scores of Doors that you don't get nil-nils in East Kilbride, and today certainly wasn't a nil-nil. It was a game of everything. To start off with, you had Selkirk taking an early 2-goal lead after 15 minutes or so. East Kilbride pulling it back to make it 2 each at half time, and then off the second half, a game of everything. Potential last man challenges from the goalkeeper to tight offside calls to three outstanding free kicks. Yeah, it was a game that had everything.
And especially the second half was absolutely a tale of three free kicks. You know, Martin McBride scored a couple, and Mulley for Selkirk. It was some second half after a tremendous first half, and then with the two late goals.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously once we do the highlights and put them online, that's a great advert for a loan league. I mean, today you could come down for, I think it was £5 or potentially £7, whatever it was, and come down and watch 9 goals and end-to-end stuff, and it looks like both teams have forgotten how to defend towards the end. It was all fantastic stuff, and it was a game that could have went either way, and even Selkirk scoring, I think it was a 92nd minute equaliser, to only have it cancelled out 30 seconds later with a 93rd minute winner from East Kilbride. That was fantastic.
It says something about East Kilbride, maybe how they defend that it's 5-4 twice. They've won 5-4 this season.
Well, absolutely, it's our second 5-4 this season, and it's the third time that we've nicked it late on, pretty much the last kick of the ball. The opening day against BSC, it took a last-minute penalty to get 3 points that day, and then away to Gretna, game two, we were holding on and holding on and holding on and scraped a 5-4. And today, well, we've won a game we probably shouldn't have won. So, yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. You don't get easy games in this league. I mean, looking back to last season, Selkirk came up here and East Kilbride won 5-0. And they've came here re-galvanised this year. They were second in the league before today, played some great football. Their number 7 was absolutely outstanding. And yeah, you don't get easy games in this league, so East Kilbride will hopefully go to Spartans and maybe not concede 4 goals.
I suppose the big story elsewhere is Edinburgh City losing at home to Whitehall Welfare.
Oh, well, that's massive. I mean, when you look how far they went through the season last year, grinding out results, and it seemed like a bit of Groundhog Day this year, because I think it's 3 times I've won 2-1 this season from a losing position against Threave, against Cumbernauld Colts and someone else. They lost early goals and ended up going on to win 2-1. So you were kind of looking at it going, oh, well, they don't concede a lot, but they do enough to go over the line. So it's good for the league that them losing points today brings the likes of ourselves and even Selkirk into it, and other teams like Dalbeattie Star and Gretna and Spartans, and I can see this going down the wire with 4 or 5 teams in the season.
And finally, a post on Twitter and our Facebook page that the highlights, the EKFC TV highlights, will be available in there, and you'll have a busy job putting them together.
I don't know where to start, to be honest. I mean, it's not even the fact we had 9 goals. Telling the story of the match, we lost our captain in the first 20 minutes with a concussion, and then lost a striker after 25 minutes with an ankle injury. So this has all happened when we're 2-0 down. It just seemed like it was going to be one of those days for East Kilbride, but credit to the guys, they rolled up their sleeves and battled on. But that's not even taken away from the goalkeepers, because our goalkeeper Matt McGillan made some fantastic saves towards the end, and their goalkeeper made a couple of brilliant one-on-ones with shots cleared off the line towards the end. It's a game that had everything.
All right, well, we'll speak to you again soon. Scores of Doors. Thanks very much, David.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.